is this? I asked first, who am I talking to? What are you doing home by yourself on a Friday night? Watching a movie? Yeah? You like scary movies? So, what's your favorite scary movie? This isn't a prank call. I want to know your favorite scary movie. You're watching some tonight, aren't you? Black Christmas? Now, that's a classic. How'd I know what's on your TV? Maybe I'm psychic. Or maybe I'm right outside your window. Paranoid, huh? Maybe I already left, did you think of that? Maybe I'm already inside. Don't you dare hang up on me again. Think about it like this. If I'm on the phone with you, you can hear my voice inside the house. If you hang up on me, you wouldn't have a shred of warning if I decide I want to gut you. Now, we have an understanding, don't we? What do I want? Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? Do I have to want something? Maybe all I want is you. No, it's more than that. I want to play a game. I don't care if you don't want to play. Did I ask if you wanted to play? Either you play the game or you die. Is that clear enough for you? Do you want to die tonight? No? Then play the game. First question, what's your favorite scary movie? Well, that's a little ironic, don't you think? Next question, what is the name of the camp in Sleepaway Camp? Nicely done. I thought that might stump you. Third question, how many people involved with The Exorcist died during production? Impressive. Then, I have one more question for you. What is the number one rule to survive a horror movie? Yeah, that's right. Don't have sex. Lucky you were home alone tonight, isn't it? It would have been a pain to spend my time pulling at your boyfriend's entrails first. No boyfriend? That's convenient. Don't look so relieved, we're still playing the game. For this next part, I want you to get comfortable. Sink down on the couch. Spread your legs a little wider. Don't bother looking around, you won't see me. Just know that I can see you, and I'll know if you aren't listening to me. Now, slide your hand down between your thighs, under your jeans, into your underwear. Touch yourself. Yeah, you're turned on, aren't you? Do you get hot when you're scared? Is that why you watch so many scary movies? Ironic, isn't it? You're so into feeling scared that you're even getting off on not knowing what I'm going to do to you. Do you want me to tell you? Do you want me to spoil the surprise? Don't stop moving your hand. You've been an obedient slut tonight, so maybe I won't carve you out like a jack-o'-lantern. You haven't broken the first rule of surviving a horror movie yet, technically. Fucking yourself isn't the same as fucking someone else. How many characters die because they're getting themselves off? Antichrist doesn't count. I'll make a deal with you. You make yourself come and you can live. Don't try faking it. I'll know if it isn't real. That's motivating, apparently. Do you want to live or do you just want to get off? Are you going to go right back to your movie when I hang up? Or are you going to keep fucking yourself until you come again and again and again? That's it. Keep it up. That's right. You love the sound of my voice, don't you? Tell me you love it. I said, tell me you love it. Good. You're so cute when you whimper. What? I'm just enjoying myself a bit here. Why, do you want me to stop and come out? I can come out right now if you want me to, but I guess our little game would end then. You would look so good covered in your own blood, don't you think? Aw, look at you squirm. Did you want that? Do you like the thought of me thrusting my knife into you? Oh, you really like that. Of course you do, you fucking slut. Yes. Yes, you do. Now be a good little whore and come for me. Let me hear you. Let me watch you. You're getting close. I can tell. Just think. All you have to do is come. Obedient sluts are good at that, aren't they? That's it. I can hear it in your breathing. You love this. Come for me, you little bitch. That's it. That's it. Come. That was fun. I guess you live tonight, slut. We'll talk more soon.